all those 40-something women are in their car right now. I remember when I used to get dirty.
Even Jackson must love Snoop, right?
What's that?
Jackson's got to be a Snoop Dogg fan, right?
I think this song's great. This one in particular, because Pharrell made a song doing this sound. I'm a nice dude.
I was just telling Stiz that, like, I hated the song when it came out, but now it's like a classic, like, badass, like, old school song.
That's a great song.
Surprised it wasn't on the Rossini playlist.
Oh. Yeah, yeah. This is not Pink, but it's close. It's very, very close. It's like the Pink is the ultimate "I'm cheating on my husband" song, without a question. Oh my. Okay. By the way, I just want to give a big round of applause to my guy Ken over here. By the way, it's Rich Ken, Ted Johnson here on 937 WEEI. And the drive home is brought to you by, here it is, Town Fair Tire, of course, because it's the drive home. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. I am very proud of you, because you know what you did?
What did I do?
You did what's called a big market tease, yeah, baby. You said that you had some Wilson Contreras news breaking, and you were going to save it for my natural reaction.
Yeah.
Shoot that take right in my face, baby.
25 years in the business, Rich, coming up next year, so I know a thing or two. Wilson Contreras has told reporters just moments ago he will not be willing to waive his no-trade clause. He wants to finish his career in Boston. He joked that he got out ahead of potential rumors by making his stance clear. So, not that this was pressing necessarily now that they're back in the race and they're a half game out of the wild card, but if they do tank, which they have kind of wobbled in the last couple of years, they've had these hot streaks going into the break.
Yep.
And then they've wobbled. You know, there could be pivoting back to selling again, and he would be a prime candidate, but take it off the list. He will not do it.
Okay. I love this guy. I mean, he has become the face of your organization, especially after last night. He solidified it. And to be quite honest, like, what he did yesterday was impressive, because if you looked at any of the betting websites, he was so far down the list. He was last, obviously, and was the, you know, the person with the least amount of chance to do anything in yesterday's home run derby. And the fact that they started him off, it kept me watching, because what a great start. He got out there and killed it, and it was great here.
And embraces the villain role. I mean, you could see that, you know, the come on, Macho Man Randy Savage behind the ear.
Right, hand like this, like, flipping it over behind the ear. But he did, and the Philadelphia crowd hated him, which is great. Now, did he really get hit by a pitch, or was that, did he step in front of it?
Close. Nah, well, Flores, I mean, buzzed the tower for sure.
Sure.
Kenny Loggins would have done. I mean, he brought it up high and tight.
It was that, but you know what, but that was great. Yeah. And he got out there and he pissed off a bunch of people. And I like the fact that there is somebody on this team with a little bit of attitude. Now, I've heard people call him a fake tough guy. I don't know what a fake tough guy is. In baseball, nobody actually throws a real punch.
Everybody in baseball is a right.
Right. It's like, you know, I hear that all the time. It's like, look at these fake tough guys.
Except those dudes. Did you see that clip of the brawl in San Francisco between the Rockies fans and the Giants fans?
No.
Oh, my God.
Like in the stands?
Like, yeah. Guys and girls. It was like haymakers. Anyway, it was violent.
Oh,
it was
yeah.
Like last Friday.
The only, like, real baseball fights that you see is sometimes someone will come out and, like, cleat someone pretty bad. And you're like, geez, dude, that sucks.
Nolan Ryan gave was it Ventura the noogies? Like, he's giving him, you know, that was one of the best fights ever.
Oh, yeah. And then there was Izzy Alcantara who just, like, you know, drop kicked the catcher, which was fantastic. One of the greatest all time moves. But no. I don't like this whole fake tough guy thing, because what is a real fight in baseball?
Yeah.
All I know is that the guy talks his trash. You know, maybe he needs to rein it in a little bit and not pick fights with people on social media. But I like that there's attitude on this team. And I love what he's doing now. I mean, was it 20 home runs he's got already?
Yeah, which is, I mean, he had, let's see. Also, at Fenway, he's hit 10 and he's hit 311. So that's good. That's a great sign. You got a guy who, like, he knows how to handle Fenway in terms of the crowd. And he's also, his numbers are surging at Fenway Park.
Yeah.
So it's like you found the perfect fit. You have to keep this guy. And I heard Greg this morning say he would assign him to an extension. I don't think I'd go that far, because he does have 2 years of control left and he's 34.
Yeah.
So I think it's kind of perfect. You just let him ride it out for another year and a half and see where he is, and then you can pick up the option.
Totally. And by the way, Seidon Rafaela said this yesterday. He was at the All-Star game. He said this about Wilson Contreras.
I think it means a lot. Since we signed him, I shoot him a text right away when we trade him. I sent him a DM, and the first thing I told him is, I'm so excited to be around you and learn, because the way he played the game is the way I play. He played hard every day, and when I met him, he's even greater as a person. I think that's something that's helping us right now. He's been a huge leader in that clubhouse, and I think it's what we need right now.
And because of him, you got a Bowser bat going into the Hall of Fame.
Right, right.
That's right. Which, by the way, was a fantastic bat.
Are you going to call him Bowser?
No, because he looks nothing like Bowser. I don't know why he picked that character of all the characters.
He didn't decide it. It's Peach. People were calling him that.
People are calling him Bowser?
Yes.
He is not built like a Bowser.
I think it's his hair. I think he's got kind of like a wavy, spiky hair thing going on.
Built more like a Yoshi. I mean, he's... or Luigi. He is definitely not built like a Bowser. Like Bowser, I just think of like a hulking. He's like the guy who plays Reacher. Like, that's Bowser. Maybe even Teddy J. Like that, it's like a big person like that. That is, he is not a Bowser at all, but I do like that.
And he was traded, Breslow traded Hunter Dobbins for him and a couple prospects. You gotta give him credit for that. I mean that's one of his finest moves, and he's made a few nice ones.
So okay, one thing that Rob Bradford said to us that was concerning is because first of all, here's what ideally will happen in the second half of the season. Is that this team continues playing at the level that they've been playing. Now, I don't know about sweeping three in a row. That's insane. But let's say they played at over a 500 level. That's going to be enough to probably get them into the playoffs.
Right now, the Vegas line is 80.5 wins. I mean, which is not a surprise. That's a couple games under where they are now. So Vegas thinks they'll play 500 baseball, and that's probably not as bad as the AL is. That probably is not good enough to get you in, right?
Maybe you'd have to play a little bit better. I don't know. The AL stinks. It's awful. But I mean, let's say they continue playing close to the way they've been playing.
All right.
And let's also say that you are going to get some of these injured players back, and hopefully Craig Breslow will make at least one move to get like a bat in here. And if that all those three things happen, then I'll take this team up against anybody in the American League. There's nobody that really scares me in the American League right now. Tampa Bay is really good, but
if the Yankees get Judge back, they seem to be a better team. I mean, they do.
But they
on
are
paper.
Spiraling, man.
They I mean, are without him.
Yeah,
yes.
Without him, they're in a bad place.
And it was nice to see Ben Rice finish last night. I know he's a local guy, but last place Yankees. That's always a nice treat.
Of course, but the scary thing about all this is one part of that equation was if you get some of these injured players back. And you asked a great question to Rob Bradford, and that's like you named four different players, mm-hmm. and you said, give me the order in which you think they're coming back. It was Trevor Story. Roman Anthony.
Crochet.
And Marcelo Meyer. And his order was, I believe, Marcelo Meyer first. No, Trevor Story first. Marcelo Meyer, Roman Anthony. And then when he said Garrett Crochet, we followed up and said, do you think he's going to play this season? And it didn't seem like he was going to come back. And that's a big deal. Like, not getting Garrett Crochet back for the entire season is, like, that's awful. And you're right. At that point, you know, Ted said it, where you have to kind of look back and see whether they mishandled him at the end of last year, where there was anything this team could have done or the organization could have done to prevent this from happening. But the Roman Anthony thing's just weird as hell. Nobody knows what's going on because it seemed like it's been pain tolerance for the last couple of months.
I mean, that's what they've said. They flat said that.
Yep.
It's a pain tolerance issue, but they say it in a nice way where it doesn't sound like they're ripping him. You know, like, well, it's just the normal course of pain tolerance. But when they say that, you're calling a guy soft or at least putting it out there that he could play through it if he could tolerate the said pain.
And there seems to be no advanced movement. Like, he doesn't seem to be getting better at all. Dry swings. Dry swings are what douchebags do in the office when it's like the golf guy.
Oh, the golf guy.
there's always a golf guy in the office who does his air swing, and you're like, avoid that guy at all costs. It's like if sign language for I'm a douchebag, that's it. It's the guy who does the air golf swing in the office.
What about falsetto guy who goes down to the office and sings like the high pitched song?
Who is that?
We got a guy here.
There's a guy here who sings in a high pitch. Like he does like, Mamma Mia, Mamma Mia.
Yeah.
Really? Who is it?
I can't say.
This is a weird ass place.
It was kind of personal for me, but go ahead.
All right.
Well, you can't do that, Ken. Come on.
Sure I can.
You know what's going to happen, Ken, is I'm going to be like here on like 2 months from now. I'll be walking to the hall and I'll hear someone
in
the corner.
Yes.
Go, Mamma Mia, Mamma Mia.
I mean, I know Billy Lanny has the voice of an angel when he sings.
No, it's not Billy Lanny.
All right, now you got me thinking who that could be. So when I think of Bowser, I think of Sha Na Na. That's what it was. It was Bowser from Sha Na Na that's on the bat. He was a big 50s doo-wop guy, Wilson Contreras. You could tell by looking at him. But that scares me, that Garrett Crochet may not come out. The Roman Anthony thing is so effing weird, and the fact that they send him down to Florida just to get away And I do believe that's a Chad Tracy move. And I think Chad Tracy did the right thing. I think having him around is depressing for the team. I think they're seeing a guy who's out on the field before every game. He's doing his, you know, workouts. And everyone's going up to him and say, hey, man, how you feeling? He's like, no better today. He's like the Eeyore of the team. And it's not, I don't blame him. I'd be depressed, too, if I wasn't getting any better.
He doesn't seem like a downer, though. He seems like he's just chill. It doesn't seem like he would be pissing people off, just his presence.
No,
but it's more just what could be.
Yeah,
you know?
And I don't even think it's pissing people off. And I also think, you know, for his sake, it's got, on his side, it's got to be depressing. Because how would you feel? Let's say that you believe everything that Roman Anthony is saying and that it is purely, I can't believe my hand isn't getting better. Every day having to answer people, or basically to even think, I wonder if my teammates think I'm just not, I don't want to come back.
Even he gave Bradford that interview and he said something to that effect. Like, it's mind-boggling to me that it's my finger and this is what we're talking about. Like, I think he gets it. He understands why people are saying this kind of stuff about him. But then I wonder if it's just worth him, like, why don't you just play through it and just start swinging, you know?
I can't speak of, because I don't know. I mean, it could be the sharpest pain out there. You know what I mean? It could be like a super sharp pain that we just don't like. Dude, he's doing dry swings. He hasn't even picked up a bat yet.
Right.
It's weird.
It's weird.
I've never heard of anything like this before. Like, especially when it's an injury. Like, hang on, how'd that happen? And then, like, there were all these reports that it was getting better, and now it wasn't getting better, and it still doesn't seem to be getting any better at all. To the point where they're just like, get out of here, just go down to Florida. You know, call us when your hand works.
Yeah,
it's a really strange situation.
Who do you want to see them trade for? By the way, I know you go get a bat. Mike Trout's name is on the text line, top of line.
Yeah, okay, then that's my answer. Mike Trout. That's who I want.
He's kind of boring, but he's a good baseball player.
Hey, go get Mike Trout. Listen, I just would love it if those three things happened. If this team continued to play at that level, like the level that they've been playing, and Chad Tracy keeps them buying in, and then Craig Breslow gets one big bat, all righty, and then you end up having some of these guys return. Like Trevor Story would be great to have him back. You know, then I'd put this team up against almost anybody in the American League.
Well, it totally changes the mood of the summer, because we've had the World Cup get us through. Thanks to the Tartan Army, they got us this far.
Yeah.
Patriots camp starts soon, but you don't really start, I mean, until September, that kicks in. If you can get Red Sox pennant race for the next month and a half, it's just huge for the region.
This team deserves your attention now. I didn't say that until they won that White Sox series. That's when you're like, I don't know how you can't take this team seriously now. And you should look at Chad Tracy and watch what he's doing and realize that you may be looking at your next manager, your next full-time manager. Because if he continues this, what he has done, where he completely got thrown into the fire and is able to keep these guys believing and not turning against each other and not completely checking out when they had every excuse to, that is what a good manager does. And I like the fact that you could have this dude who seems like a good guy by all stretches of the imagination, and that you're not going to have to go searching around. And you've got a guy that's familiar with the young players and seems to connect with them. You're already ahead of the eight ball. Was that what's called? Ahead of the eight ball. You're already like in front of things just by keeping him around if things end up working out. And I believe that if they make the playoffs, that's almost a miracle. It's a miracle seeing the way that they started when Alex Cora was fired.
Kind of statistically is. I mean, I don't think... there was a point where it was like no team has ever come out of this to make the postseason, I think. Now, things are different. A lot of teams make the playoffs, so a lot of the baseball history is skewed. But do you think anybody could motivate the owners or Breslow? Like, could Wilson Contreras go into Breslow's office and say, we need help? Because I don't think Tracy gives you that, unfortunately.
No.
I mean, not that Cora really got action done in the last two trade deadlines either. But you don't have a guy there that's going to be able to go in with a hammer.
No one's got that power. No one's got that power.
It's just on Brez to get it done.
It's on Craig Breslow, and I love the fact that, I like to think that he's fighting for his job. Because what you do is you make desperate moves, and you should make a desperate move. You should get a bat. You should absolutely do it.
Even not desperate, but just uncomfortable. Somewhere, you know.
Put them clankers on the table, man. Go all in. Chips all in. Nuts all flopping. Let's go.
Right.
Let's get this thing rolling. Because I'm telling you, this team has earned it. Those guys, Wilson Contreras and the rest of those guys, have earned Craig Breslow going out there and getting them some help.
Put the kilts on and let it flop.
Put the kilts on. Let's let them flop. All right.
Oink! Oink!
Thank you.
Oink, what was that? 617-779.
That was the pig. That's Crochet. He's hurt.
Oh, okay. 7937. We'll take your calls right after this.